question was asked in halakha. As we know, if a person eats a kezayit of a fruit, for example, an apple or an orange, that would be about 30 grams. One must make a beracha hanona. The beracha hanona is bore nefashot rabot v'haslonan, etc. However, if he eats one of the fruits that Israel was praised with, as we just read in the parasha, Erez chita usora v'gefen utena v'rimon erez zet shemen udvash. For example, a person eats dates or olives or grapes, and he has a kezayit of them, 30 grams, he makes a special beracha of me'en shalosh, which means instead of saying borei nefashot, he has to say al ha'etz v'al peri ha'etz v'al terumat ha'sadeh, etc. And he finishes that beracha, baruch ata Hashem, al ha'aretz v'al ha'perot. And if those fruit were actually from Israel, meaning the fruit were grown from Israel, he concludes the beracha by saying al ha'aretz v'al peroteha, and its fruits. The question we discuss today is, what if he eats half a kezayit of apples and half a kezayit of grapes? He doesn't eat full measure of either of them. Altogether he ate a kezayit, but half a kezayit of apples doesn't warrant a borei nefashot, nor does half a kezayit of grapes warrant a al ha'aretz. But do we say if you put them together, you might be able to get a beracha haronah? Actually, it's a great mahloket amongst the poskim, what is one to do in such a scenario. The opinion of the Kanhag, the Knesset Gedolah, is he makes borei nefashot, which means you're able to take two different items that have different beracha harona and combine them together and make a borei nefashot. That was the opinion as well of Rav Hida, and it's brought down by the Mishnah Berura, the Kaf HaChayim. Hacham Ben Sion Abbas Shaul as well has a teshuvah on this in his Sefer Or Letzion Helek Aleph, that also says you make a nefashot. That was the opinion of the Ben Ish Hai. However, there are many opinions that say, since the berachot are different, this is a nefashot item and this is a al-ha'etz item, you cannot combine them. That is the opinion of a rabbi called the Hesed La'alafim, and that was the opinion as well as a great rabbi from Israel called Rabbi Eliyahu Manni. He also said, you cannot combine them. Halakha l'ma'aseh, Hacham Uvadya rules, you do not combine these two items, and therefore you do not make a beracha harona, because we have a famous rule, safek berachot la'akel. Whenever you have an argument amongst the hachamim, should you make a beracha, shouldn't you make a beracha, the general rule is, better not. And therefore, Hacham Uvadya is very strict on this. He says, in a case where a guy ate half a kezayit of regular fruit and half a kezayit of fruit from Israel, you do not make any beracha harona. The same would apply, let's say, if a guy drank 1.5 ounces of water and 1.5 ounces of wine. The beracha harona on water is nefashot. The beracha harona on wine is ala gefen. Now you drank half a shi'ud of this and half a shi'ud of that. Whereas the other opinions that I cited will say nefeshot, at least because you drank, bottom line, a revi'it. Hacham Uvadya holds, in this case as well, you do not make any beracha harona, since you did not drink the proper shi'ud of water or wine. They do not combine to make a beracha harona.